Happy Mother's Day. Today is Mother's Day. We should have had the opportunity to celebrate Mother's Day. We have gifts and flowers for the mothers, or we can take our mothers out for dinner after the service. But in this current situation, this year, we could not have this celebration. These youngsters in the church has prepared a skit to perform to celebrate Mother's Day. But unfortunately, we could not physically gather together at the church. So our youngster could not perform to celebrate Mother's Day together. The Bible scripture is found in Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 through 28. The fate of a Canaanite woman. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciple came to him and urged him, "Send her away, Lord, for she keeps crying out after us." Jesus answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. Jesus replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment. The key verse is in Proverbs 23:25. "May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful." Let's read this verse one more time. Proverbs 23:25. "May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful." Dear congregation, Happy Mother's Day. This is celebration. We should have had a gathering to celebrate this day together. But because of this current quarantine condition, we could only meet each other online like this via this medium of online meeting. The title of the message is Things a Mother Would Do for Her Children. So we reread again our key verse. May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful. God has created our parents to give us life. A person may not have a father, but it's very difficult to not have a mother. And the image of the mother reflects the love of God for his children.
When God created Adam, he breathed life into the nostril, and Adam and Eve became a living being. God gave the woman the ability to give birth to this child, and she raised him up by her milk. When God created us, he loved us. Every day, God wants to communicate with us. When a mother gives birth to a child, she always cares for him, take care of her child every day. When God creates human race, he understands the heart of the human, the need, our need, just like a mother gives birth to a child. Everybody else does not understand the child as much as the mother. When God loved his creation, though there may be some good person, some bad person, the mother may have some physical defect in her child, but she still loves that child. There may be a defect at birth, but the mother still wants to see the child being born. And there was some recommendation if there's a defect in the womb, the doctor may recommend abortion. But I think that a mother, when she loves the child, nobody would abort the child in her womb. She accepted that there may be some abnormal in the child. But if asked the mother to abort the child, that is almost impossible when a mother loves that child also. That is an image that God has put in that mother's love, the attribute of love of God in the mother to love the child. There are many things the mother can do for a child, but if we are Christian, we remember all the things that the mother would have done for throughout our life. It's a poem which will be very difficult to translate. He expresses his memory of her mom when he was a child. When he was a child, the mother stayed up all night to cover when the cold wind blew. Because the author said his family was poor, and the mother stayed up all night to cover the child body to keep warm. Though the wind may blow, she covered her child with her body. When he became a young adult, a teenager, he departed from mom, and when he fell down, the mother picked him up and said, "Are you hurt?" So at that time, the mother may have other children, but her eyes were still on the others, on the author of this poem. And sometime the author stumbled, he called out mother, and then the mother would pick him up and ask, "Are you hurt?" That's an action when the author was a teenager. When he grew up as an adult, he said that his mom became older, aging, and weaker. The tears always flow down on the cheek. The rain will always fall down. When the mother fell down, the son, I would have asked her, "Mom, are you hurt?" There are times when the mother will suffer for her children. Sometimes our mother will stumble. Do we ever ask her, "Mom, are you hurt?" There is certain suffering in her heart for the children when her child would leave home and live a life of a self-indulgence like a vagabond. Or cry for a daughter who was victim of human trafficking, so as sex slave. Some mother are hurt because their son are being physically abused. Or some daughter who has to make an abortion due to unwanted pregnancy. The mother, when her son or daughter is being in prison, or not enough to eat or to wear, or to be behind others. If the child could not have happiness, that's something that is hurtful to the mother. May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful. Proverbs 23:25. as a Christian, we call upon all the children of God who has still mother living. She represents Jesus, represents the love of God for us. So we need to make the happy as the mother. So let's pray for guidance. All the things the mother would do for their children. Dear God, we thank you for this opportunity. Though we do not meet each other physically, though we could not commemorate as normal, but we still have opportunity to examine our heart in this special day. There are so many sacrifices from our mothers. May we examine our hearts. Think about remembering all the things that our mothers have done for us, all the sacrifices the mothers would do, all the sacrifices, the suffering. Maybe apply this key verse into our life to make our parents be joyful, who make the mother be joyful. May your word enlighten us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are three things we will think about this message. All the things the mother would do for children. A Canaanite woman. She has a daughter who is possessed by demons. She has opportunity to see Jesus here. All the things her action has caused her daughter to have healed. She has an enduring love. The love of her mother could overcome all the challenges. And her faith can change the life of a child. The first point is that the mother's strength endures over all opposition. This Canaanite woman has a daughter who is demon possessed. If her daughter just suffered some illness, she could advise a physician to come and heal her, hoping that someday the daughter can be healed. Someday the daughter will have peace. She recognizes this is not a normal sickness. This is the darkness, the power of the darkness. She has a daughter being possessed, living just as a dead. Her mother is very much hurt because of that situation. It's having a daughter suffer under the demon-possessed condition. She can run around to find the right position, but to no effect. Or she may run to some witchcraft person, hoping maybe the power of that witchcraft person can heal that demon-possessed daughter. But all that is hopeless. The story said that story about Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. This is the north of Galilee. After 3 years, Jesus had to find a quiet place for himself and the apostle to rest. There are many things that Jesus wanted to tell his disciple. He withdrew to a place to have a personal time and the time with his disciple. But there is something happened. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him. She cried out to Jesus, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Verse 22. She took this opportunity when Jesus passed through her region, she thought that, I'm not a Jew. I don't have a privilege of a Jew. But she is a mother. She has the heart of a mother. This very heart encouraged her to see Jesus. The walk to see Jesus is not simple. There are so many oppositions. The first possession is that when she cried out, Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, the Bible says. Jesus did not answer a word. There's nothing more disappointing when we call out and there's no answer. And this silence became something of a very disappointing situation. If there's a son to follow that Canaanite woman, this son would say, oh, let's go home, mother. They are not concerned about us. They don't pay attention to our crying out. Let's go home. So this son would recommend her home. But with the heart of this mother, she could not return home. She has to overcome all this opposition. Although Jesus is silent, she can continue to call, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me, because my daughter is demon-possessed. First opposition overcome. Now comes the second opposition. That is, the apostle, they said to Jesus, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. She keeps continuing to cry out. This is a opposition from the apostle, not to let the woman come closer to Jesus. They don't understand her suffering right now with the daughter with the demon possessed. If there's a husband with her, maybe he would return home, recommend her to come home. He could accept this situation of Jesus rejecting this woman. But in front of this apostle, she would not return home. She keeps saying, but this Canaan woman, this opposition does not stop her. There may be opposition of her approaching Jesus, but because of her daughter, she finds a way to overcome it. Her father may have a strength, but the love of father is not as enduring as the mother. And she could not accept that opposition, and she continued to cry out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. And she also had a third opposition, that is the Jesus saying, it is not right. I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. Jesus is talking directly to Canaan. He comes only to the lost sheep of Israel, not for the Gentiles. But the love of this woman is enduring and overcome any opposition. There are many machines that use horsepower, but the mother is a machine that has the greatest horsepower to fuel her. Her love is enduring to overcome any opposition, hoping that Jesus will heal her daughter. There's a mother, Katharina Marado. She was from Olica at the Chilito, is the southern part of Italy. She has many sons, but there is one child named Angelo, 15 years old, suffer from polio every day. She carry him on her back more than half a mile to go up to 200 steps. Angelo not only had polio, he doesn't have the ability to talk or understand normally. Katharina know that if somebody is forgotten by society, that is the hardest thing to accept. she did not want her child to suffer like that. So, though her many times she was so tired, but she, Katharina, thinks this is the purpose of her life. Her love for her child continued. Give her strength, her love in her, to carry her son to school every day, regardless of whether the weather is inclement or not. Washington Irving have said, the love of a mother is never exhausted. It never changes. It never tires. It endures through all. In good repute, in bad repute, in the face of the world's condemnation, a mother's love still lives on. The mother has done so many things for us, for you and me. You have a mother next to you. Would you put a question in the word of life? Our mom is stumble. Would you ever ask, are you hurt, mother? And sometimes we remember, when we fall, we call our mother. And the mother would ask, are you hurt when we fall? We have to make our mother be joyful. Two verses. The second point. A mother's love always overcome any challenges. If this Canaanite woman know that when we come to a Jewish, all the villagers would condemn her after the meeting with the Jews, a Jew. She didn't want to think about that. The only thing she wanted to think about was how to get my daughter, our daughter, to be free of the power of darkness. This Canaanite woman began to call out, Lord, son of David, to call on Jesus, though she is not a Jew. She only heard about Jesus through some rumors. But she knows that Jesus is the son of David. Jesus has healed many people, even raising people from the dead. And this Canaanite woman knew that Jesus could perform many miracles. Maybe he has a mercy on her daughter. If Jesus has a, she asked the Lord to have mercy. And Isaiah 63 verse 9. Isaiah said that when the Israel people got distressed, then the Creator also is in distress. God has created a mother to have a mother, just like God's love for the child. When the child suffers, the mother suffers along with it. In her heart, has some attribute of God's love in there. And because of that love, she cried out, Lord, have mercy, son of David, have mercy on me. Pay attention to her cry. She didn't ask, have mercy on my daughter. But she said, have mercy on me. What is the reason to have her mercy on him within her heart? That she regarded the suffering of her daughter is her own suffering. The suffering of her daughter is her own suffering. This kid and that woman, only one person that could save her, and that is Jesus. So she continued to cry out to Jesus. And Jesus has answered. This particular answer, maybe it's better for Jesus not to answer. But Jesus has said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. This particular saying, you have no privilege, woman. you have no value as a Jewish person. But the heart of this Canaanite woman reminded, she discovered a truth that is to humble herself before the Lord. She came and knelt down before Jesus. And because of this action, kneeling down before Jesus, she knew that this is the appropriate action at that point for her to do. An unworthy person, a non-Jewish person, person for faith, from calling out to Jesus, has encouraged her to kneel down before Jesus. But even that action to overcome the hopelessness condition of her daughter, when we think about the suffering of her daughter, she would not refuse any action. And this woman knelt down. And this is the condition to overcome her own self. If she has something proud, she forgot all that. She may have a inferiority complex of a woman to come to a Jewish man, a Gentile to come to the Jewish rabbi like this, inferior complex, a Canaanite, but the one being condemned because of not being Jewish. In Mark, also recorded this story saying, she was Greek from Syria. She was a foreigner. She had no privilege as a Jew. But the truth she discovered that she humbled herself and knelt down before Jesus. Doesn't matter whether it's a rough ground. She doesn't care. She wants to kneel before Jesus. And because of her daughter, she humbled herself. If her love could not satisfy what the daughter needs, she is willing to give up everything to humble herself before Jesus. Her faith is simple. I have a daughter. I love my daughter. What God created us, when we created the human race, the Lord will love her, His creation, though she is not deserving. Though her daughter is even possessed, she wants her daughter to be healed. In this story about Napoleon, he discovered there is a young soldier who fell asleep in his watch. And the next day, Napoleon called the young soldier and said, "You have forfeit your responsibility. What happened if last night the enemy would attack us? And your duty, forfeiting of duty, has to be put to death because of that." When the mother heard of this, after many years that her son had served Napoleon, now he deserved death. She hurried to him and said, "True sir, I admit that I have no claim on you. And as for mercy, no one said, your son deserved death, not deserving forgiveness." But the mother said, "Dear Napoleon, I know that I have no claim on you, but there must be some extra grace, some grace that I don't deserve. I'm appealing to you for that. I'm not deserving of that grace. Because could you have something extra? I'm pleading with you, Napoleon. If my son is deserving, then I'm not here to plead with you. But because I'm not deserving, I'm here to plead with you to receive your grace." Napoleon declared, set him free. I did not want to, someone to call me an ungracious emperor. This Gideonite woman humbled himself before the Lord, knowing that Jesus would give her grace. She can overcome any challenges. If it is to kneel, to accept shame, she would happily accept that for her daughter. With any price, she only hoped that her daughter would be healed, to be free from the demon possessed, the darkness of corruption. And the third thing, her faith changes the daughter's life. Jesus has answered, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dog. With the children, they call the Gentiles as dogs. The dog is running around wild in the street. When Jesus talked to this lady, she called the dog as a very special cunaria. That means like a puppy. The puppy that is being loved in the house. And through this conversation, she understood that this is not something that Jesus put her to shame. This is something to test her faith. She has faith when she called Jesus, Son of David. If this is Son of David, someone with authority to save her daughter. And now, and when Jesus said, Cunaria, the small dog being loved, she understood that Jesus did not regard her as a wild dog running in the street like all the Jews. But she is being called Cunaria. So Jesus has called her a beloved puppy. This made her talk to Jesus. She said, yes, this is love. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. She has a very simple logic that from her heart, full of love for her daughter, she believed that only the crumb falling from the table, only the small pork pieces, that her daughter will be released from the power of darkness. She does not like a position to receive the grace, but only receiving the breadcrumb falling from the table. She's willing to receive those. Though Jesus called her a dove, she accepted that name call for herself. Yes, she said, it is Lord. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. This person, and Jesus, recognized her faith. Woman, you have great faith, Jesus said. Your request is granted. This mother did not ask it for herself, but she asked for grace, not asking a privilege, but asking for grace. Grace means the giving of something to undeserving person. She thought in her heart, if there's no faith, the matter is settled. But if once we have faith, there must be a kind of faith that would result in something positive. And when she said, and Jesus has said, woman, you have great faith. Jesus had not seen this kind of faith in her apostle, in his apostle, not even the Jewish people. But here, in this foreign land, Jesus can see a great faith in a woman a foreigner woman. Jesus said, your request is granted. Her faith in the Lord has caused the daughter to be healed. The power to dispel the evil spirit. Her faith has changed the daughter's life. The daughter will not be suffering anymore. When the daughter has demon possessed, it was suffering greatly. But now Jesus has said that, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And she believed that her daughter was dying, but now has been healed. Her faith changed the daughter's life. When this daughter has grown up, she will understand that what I have today is because of my mother's faith. And when daughter returned to a normal life, she remembered because of her faith. The mother's faith has given me this life free of demon possession. At that time, the daughter was healed right at that moment, the Bible says. In Mark, this story said that this woman returned home, the daughter still lying in bed, but the demon has departed. Her house is not too far away from where she met Jesus. It's not too far away. But when she was told that your request is granted, she returned home. But daughter is still in bed. So this event would just happen to her. Her daughter was healed while she on the road back home. Faith of a mother changed the life of her daughter, the congregation. When I think about this, I could not forget my mother, the love of my mother that she gave me. In January, October 1st, 81, my father passed away. And all my uncle and aunt to help my grandmother to see her son. My grandma called out the name of my father, asking why the child has to go before the mother. So the mother cried out, why did you leave me, my son? She cried out loud, but even though she cried out loud, the tears could not flow from her, though her eyes are full of tears. January 1995, when my family left Dallas and go down to Saigon preparing to depart to the U.S., my mother was there. She remained back in Vietnam, and my mother's eyes were full of tears but could not flow out. I did not understand why. I did not understand the love that she had for me. On 2nd April 2004, I was here in the U.S. for about 9 years, and my oldest sister from Vietnam called me out, informed me that my mother passed away. I feel something in my throat. I only wanted to cry out, but I could not. I felt like something in my throat. And then, I understood the mother's love for me. There is a suffering that sometimes the eyes could be full of tears. I felt unfortunate not to be next to my mother when she passed away, only to see the body of my mother. I quietly tell to my brother. This is a poem that the pastor made about remembering about her action of how much my mother loved me. Obviously. I feel like an orphan. Orphan. When I was so old, I was orphaned when I was 50. I became an orphan. It's so strange, but true. I feel like an orphan when I lost my mother. I feel like life is so empty without my mother. I have nobody else. She passed away quickly when, and that night, I called home and talked to my mother before she passed away. About now, and my oldest sister would also call home. And my oldest sister said, "Let me talk to mother again." And then I would stop. But my father looked at mother and talking on the phone. Mother has passed away already. She passed away so quickly. I remember all the pictures of my mom on the bed. During the burial ceremony, her eyes was darkened. Maybe because she suffered from stroke. So her death brought her out of life so quickly. And that stroke has caused her eyes to darken maybe. I cried quietly. Because of stroke, your eyes darken. Because of your children, you suffer. She prayed for the children to be blessed, to have strength. She was proud of all her children. She prayed for the faith to be always encouraged. When she departed, my head sometimes, there are some like an explosion in my head. I share this with my family. And my daughter said, "You have to see a doctor, Dad. You may have a stroke too." A stroke? I quietly tell my mom, half of my soul. I remember you, the other. I love my children of God that I am caring for at the church. If I have a stroke, I can pass away quickly. I have lost my mother. February 2009, 5 years after my mother passed away, I have opportunity to go back to Vietnam at her burial site. My brother has moved the burial site of my grandmother, my father, together with my mom in one place. I saw the inscription on those has been faded from the stone. I cry again. Her name has been faded. The inscription has faded, but her love never faded. I'm still a servant of Christ. Your faith, mother, is now my faith. Your faith is now my faith. Is the faith of the Christian mother become the children's faith? The children, you see, the mother's faith is now transferred to you. If we love our parents, remember in Jesus. The keepers, may your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave birth, you birth, be joyful. Another poet, the Gang Dong Dao, has made the following verses, which I will try best to translate. When he can talk to the mother, he didn't do it. When he picked up the phone, he was frozen because the mother's voice is so weak now. 10 years apart from my mom, I can only quietly love you and remember. The other has picked up the phone and heard the voice of mother, not as strong as before, but the voice is so weak now, just like the falling of the leaves. 10 years apart from her mother, I quietly love my mother. I picked up the phone and I was frozen. If I could change, go back in time, I can change eternity just to hear the laughter of my mother. If he could change time, if you go back in time, he could ready to make her mother laugh again. Someday, next, we are the son or daughter with mother, but we also friends. I can make my mother smile, and my mother can make me joy. Although mother is not with us, with me, all the things that the mother has done for me, I remember still. She has this enduring love, overcome all the challenges to make person valuable as a servant of Christ. Her faith trouble come to give me a beautiful life. Her faith has changed my life. We thank the Lord because all these mothers' faith in today's mother's end. I want to use the word of God to remind all of us, the youngsters, the children who still have mothers with them. If you love the Lord, remember that the keepers, may your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful. Remember all the things that the mother would do for a child. Let's pray. Dear our loving Father, we thank you, Lord. You have put next to me the mother to express God's love for us. The mothers have loved us, ready to carry the burden for us. Doesn't matter what challenges, doesn't matter how shameful. But our mother come to the Lord with the faith to have. When we remember how our mother helped us to understand God's love for us, we have to make our father and mother rejoice. We have to make the person who gave us birth be joyful. May you bless everybody in the congregation, those who still have mother, that we can carry out our mission that God has given us. Thank you for your message. Please continue to lead us in our life. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the message today. We remember all the things that our mother have done for us. We have to pose a question to ourselves, just like the author said. when our mother stumbled, we have to ask her, are you hurt? Or is that question missing? We will make our mother who gave us birth be joyful. Happy Mother's Day.